Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, and we're going to get dirty today, all right? Not in a, you know, not in any other way besides dirty data. That's what we're going to be talking about. So, you know, I like to make the, you know, the joke, freaking the sheets, the spreadsheets, Excel spreadsheets. So anyway, sir, maybe that made you smile. I don't know. Probably didn't. But anyway, so we're going to be talking about dirty data, what that means. One of the biggest things I get from people all the time is, hey, Kenny, how can we trust you over other data sources? Or how do I trust a data source when I've seen that it's wrong or whatever? I don't know. I've seen a lot of different, a lot of people complaining or asking questions or concerned or whatever. They say one data source says one thing and another says another. And it's like, you know, oh, wow, you know, and their head's spinning and they're like, well, how do I take your word for it? And so on. So let's address it head on by looking at what I call dirty data. Okay, meaning bad data or data that's not correct. Okay, and then I'm going to teach you how to easily spot it and how to avoid it. It's pretty simple, actually. And after I teach you this, it should help you when you're evaluating markets and properties and so on, know how to obviously see it and spot it, but also make you feel more confident in how you're evaluating those properties. So let's dive into it. The dirty data is there and it's real and we need to see it. So check out the YouTube channel. All right. Now, let's take a look at an actual example. I'm going to start with this one. Extreme example first, okay? So dirty data, what is dirty data? Basically bad data inside of any data tool. All data tools are not 100% accurate, okay? And the reason why is because how we are collecting the data. We are going into Airbnb listings. Let me just pull up one right now to give you an example so you can like understand. So I'm going, I went to a particular market where this is really, really easy to spot. State College, Pennsylvania, where there are over like this one, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath that's making $344,000. Wow, that's insane. That's a lot of money. And then we take a look at it. It just looks like a boring old home in a neighborhood. Hey, look at those pictures. They're awful. So, and then they only have 3 reviews and yada, yada, yada. So what, so yeah, this obviously is off and I can tell, but let's talk about why this happens. So what's going on is SCR Insights, AirDNA, Price Labs, DataRepu, everybody has this problem because what we're doing is we're going into a particular property's calendar and we're pulling all the dates and the availability. Okay. And then what happens is these owners are blocking off those dates and only opening them for certain time periods. Okay, this is common in certain areas that have high regulation where you can only SCR for a certain amount of time. This is common in areas where there's a big event, one big event for the entire year. And that's the only reason why people go to that market. Cough, cough, Augusta, Georgia. And I'll show you that example. Or this is common in properties that are more like second homes for people and so on. But they're actually really easy to spot. So don't fret. Let me show you how. Okay, so obviously this one's a pretty straightforward one. I mean, it even has a shared bathroom, State College loft, like good grief. So let's start with the example. I got State College, Pennsylvania. So where is that? Honestly, it's somewhere in Pennsylvania. So if you're in that area, I apologize, but it's where Penn State University is. So big college town, university town. This is a common problem in college towns. One other point I want to make too, guys, is this is an issue with every single data provider. And if they claim it isn't, they're lying. So it's just, I'm in this. We do a lot of data science to avoid it. But the way we're tracking these listings and how we're pulling the data is based off their calendar. So there's no way to hack into someone's. The only way to know how much someone actually made is to get into their bank account. That's it. So that's the hard part. So we've got some issues there with, you know, we're estimating revenue. We're not telling you exactly how much they made, but for the ones that are doing it full time, it's pretty freaking accurate. So keep that in mind. So don't be discouraged when you're hearing these words. Just know the truth because that's really important. All right. So here's how I tell. Number one, let's just pick out a random property. Oh man, this three bedroom, two bath is doing $630,000. Let's check out this guy. Okay. So the first thing that I look at when I see a property, it doesn't matter how much money it's making, even like at just a high abnormal amount. The first thing I do is I'll look at the pictures. There's only two reasons why a property, especially at a lower bedroom count, would be making well over $200,000. Just supposedly making 600. The two reasons why. Number one, it's a very unique property. And what I mean very unique, meaning you should open it up and you should tell immediately why it's making that amount of revenue. If you can't tell why, then you probably have the second reason, which is bad or dirty data. So what do we need to do to verify this? Number one, we're going to look at the review count. If the review count is 10 or less, there's a good sign that, yeah, that's bad data. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to click the actual reviews and we're going to look at the dates of the reviews. When are the dates of the reviews? They should tell a story. They should be consistent. In this particular case, this is, okay, so I'm filming this in May of 2024. Their last review was October 2023. The review before that was November 2022, October 2022. October, October, October of like the last like 3 years. Okay. What does that tell me? They're not an active full-time short-term listing. They're only available during the fall. Guess what's in the fall? Football season. Therefore, this property is only available during football games, home football games in Penn State. Very common in college towns. We see that. So yes, this is bad data. Another thing I can do too is I can look at their calendar and see if they have blocked dates. A lot of bad data properties will have their entire calendar blocked off, or they could just be open, but you can't book it during certain times of the year. So I can look at the review count, number one, and I can look at the review dates, number two, and then finally, I can look at the calendar itself. If you see an entire calendar blocked off month after month, that's a sign of bad data or dirty data, okay? And anyway, that wouldn't be really represent a full-time short-term listing. Most properties, almost like 99%, are not going to have an occupancy rate of 100% every single month. Okay, so here's a really, really good example of this. So if I go to, I'm in SDR Insights right now, guys, and I'm pulling up, so you can actually see each property's monthly revenue. So month over month revenue for every property in here. And so I'm selecting one of these ones with dirty data, and the occupancy rate for these properties is 100% for like 4 months in a row, and then like dips down to like 93 and then like 100. That's obviously not correct. There are no properties. You should not be seeing 100% across the board, especially at $630,000. That's obvious, okay? So when you see dirty data, your gut will tell you, this isn't right. This doesn't feel right. And that usually it isn't, okay? So it either needs to be obvious, yeah, that property is really unique, like I think spaceship in a lake, or it's just dirty data, okay? So let's go to a different market. I want to show you another way to tell too. And here's the thing, guys. The data is going to clean itself for you, meaning it's going to show you the anomalies at the top of the list. And it's going to be like, look, these don't fit with everybody else, okay? So let me show you this in great detail. So I went to another market that has another just a once a year event in, I think now actually, it's either April or May. And it's Evans, Georgia, which is just outside of Augusta, Georgia. Okay. So once again, we only see properties open up during that time period. Okay. Then the rest of the year, it's dirty data. Now, a lot of people here are like, well, you know, what if it's making, you know, 120 or a little bit less? Then it could be legit depending on the bedroom count. But obvious ones you can tell, but what if you can't tell? Here's what you can do. So the first thing I'm going to do, so let's just pick on three bedrooms again. Okay. I'm going to open this up and then I'm going to hit export. Okay. So if I export the data sheet, the file, the Excel file of all the three bedrooms in this particular market, and I pull it up, and this is what I want to show you guys. Okay. So what I'm looking at are all the three bedrooms in Evans, Georgia. There's like 15 of them. And the top ones are doing The top one's doing $226,000 and the bottom one's only doing $24,000. That's a very wide range, okay? Especially in a town like Evans, Georgia, that doesn't really feel right. So which one's right and which ones are wrong? So here's what I want to show you guys. when you look at the data, you will see natural clusters of groupings of the data together. Meaning, like, so when I look at the top three, like the bottom three properties, they range from $24,000 to $34,000. That's not a wide range. That's pretty realistic. Then there's a slight jump, and you'll see $52,000 to $62,000. Okay, for the next three properties. Well, that's actually pretty close. That's a $10,000 difference, just like the other one. Okay, and then there's another jump up, 81, maybe 85, and then it jumps up to 112. Then it starts going 10, and then a little bit. These, like, you see these groupings here. Then there's one that's doing 226 all by itself, standing out all on its own. Okay, I can go from this data sheet, or I can click into the property and SCR Insights and go into its Airbnb link and see what it looks like. And sure enough, it has 8 reviews. Okay, the last review was 3 weeks ago. Guess what? It was probably 3 weeks ago. I see a couple of reviews in April, and then April 2024. Then their last review before that was April of 2023. Bingo, bad, dirty data. Not great. It's really not even a great listing anyway. And then sure enough, look at their calendar. It's blocked off too. So all the dates are blocked off except April's, when they host people for the Masters. So the data set, not only, like, I don't even have to look at the map and click on the data set will show you these anomalies. Okay. Now, I'm sure in this market, a good sizable chunk of these properties are actually bad and dirty data. Most of them are. There aren't that many properties that, I mean, you're realistically looking at probably in this range, like the lower tier range here of properties that are full-time that are actually making that. The way to tell, you just click into each listing and you do the exercise. You look at the number of reviews, you look at the dates in the reviews, and then you look at the calendar, okay? It's when you have that gut feeling, always check, and that gut feeling's usually right. Even if you don't have a lot of experience, even if you're like, well, Kenny said to check out this market, there's dirty data in most markets. It happens. People don't list their properties full time. It's the nature of the beast, okay? But we have to be comfortable cleaning the data for ourselves, because short-term rentals are subjective. As much as I would love to never show you dirty data and lead you astray and all this other stuff, I can't do that. I can't promise that, because short-term rentals are subjective, meaning that there are properties that vary in revenue, and there are people who list for part-time and full-time and different scenarios, and people's situations are different. Okay. I don't know everyone's situation without talking to them or them telling me. So that is not represented in the data. And if that's the case, then we got to do a little bit of cleaning, a little bit of massaging. And it's okay, because it's really, really easy. It's not that hard. You just look at pictures and you look at reviews and you look at dates, and it tells you pretty easily. Okay. In most markets, there might be one or two only. In some markets like Evans, Georgia, or State College, or Blacksburg, which is another, which is Virginia Tech, Ann Arbor, Michigan, that's Michigan University. Majority of the data set could be dirty. Okay. But if you apply the steps that I just told you, you'll quickly identify those bad and dirty data points and be able to eliminate them, so you feel confident in what you're doing. Okay. So do that for not just SCR Insights, but do that for every data provider you're looking at. Apply those steps. Look at the reviews. So the review count, the review date, and the calendar. And if there's anything suspect there, and you can use SCR Insights too and check the occupancy of the previous months. And if you're seeing 100% for several months in a row, or even 100% for 2 months in a row, that's wrong. They probably either listed as a midterm rental, or they blocked it off to stay there or do some sort of renovation, but that's not revenue. So that's the important thing. Now, yes, here's the thing, and this is why we're pulling the calendar data, because there's a high probability that this property is also on VRBO or booking.com or Expedia or has a direct booking site, but all the calendars are linked together, right? So it's okay that it's not perfect. It just needs to be close. And the data sets will tell you. When I get into evaluating with you, I'm going to show you how the data will tell you what the revenue ranges are. So we're not relying on one or two data points. I can't stand it when somebody comes up to me and they're like, well, your SGR Insights, or it doesn't even matter. I just defend everybody at this point, but like, it's inaccurate. And I'm like, well, why? And they're like, because I put in my property and it said it was only making 40,000. I'm really making 50 or 60. And I'm like, okay, well, number one, are you including cleaning fees in your thing? Because we're not. And then number two, Did you look at any other properties, or are you just relying on your one property to say that the whole thing is inaccurate? Okay. In my experience, I mean, we have some properties that I've seen, I've gotten their P&L statements and I've looked at our estimates that are within $500. Okay. My property is within like $200, which is crazy. I was like, wow, this is awesome. Cause we're tracking it so consistently and it's just that close. So you can't rely on one or two data points to make a decision and help and be like, oh, well, I don't trust. I see one bad, dirty data point that's inaccurate. Therefore, the whole thing is incorrect. That's not an astute analysis. That's somebody who doesn't understand data science and how data sets work. There has to be cleaning. There are going to be anomalies. In any data set we work with, there will always be anomalies. Okay. If you accept that from the beginning and then you know how to handle it, like I just showed you how to, life's so much easier. Okay. Now, I will be the first one to tell you too. I jump on this train all the time. Look at multiple data companies, look at multiple data sets, not shop multiple data companies, but actually look at different data from different sources. You are about to spend thousands of dollars on real estate, on an investment. Why wouldn't you look at multiple data sources? You know, it's only a few hundred dollars. Why wouldn't you do that? Combine them together, understand which ones include cleaning fees and which ones don't, because that will explain some differences. And collect the data together and use that for your analysis, which we will get into on another episode. So look, guys, I hope I didn't get too dirty with you, but I hope you enjoyed this episode. This topic is very near and dear to my heart, and it is here. So I really wanted to address it and help you guys feel confident in your data analysis. So hope you enjoyed the episode. I look forward to seeing you on part 2. See you next time.